Dreamscape presents The Extra 2%, How Wall Street Strategies Took a Major League Baseball Team from Worst to First by Jonah Carey. Copyright 2011 by Jonah Carey. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with ESPN Books, an imprint of ESPN Inc., New York, and Ballantine Books, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Inc. Read by Lloyd James. Forward. When I bought the Dallas Mavericks in 2000, they were coming off one of the worst stretches in NBA history. In the 20 years leading up to that point, the Mavs had won just 40% of their games. We had work to do. One of the first steps we took was to invest in the product. Sure, that meant paying more for player talent than most other teams, but we made our investments count in many other ways, too. We spared no expense on player facilities, even in the visiting locker room. Players notice these things. Every time another team rolls into town, every player can see what we've built, talk to our guys, and file that knowledge away for the future. To refine players' skills, we also hired the biggest coaching staff in the league. That way, when a big man needs extra work in the post, or a point guard needs to work on his ball handling, we've got specialized instructors who can take them aside and help develop their skills. Having spent my whole career building technology companies, I was eager to bring that experience to bear with the Mavs. We've hired some of the brightest minds in basketball analysis and built a database that tracks everything from player personnel to game strategies. Wayne Winston, a professor at my alma mater, Indiana University, developed a proprietary measure that allows us to get...